Well, Ricky, entertaining game for the neutral is about all I can say, but how on earth did we manage to lose it?
Well, that's exactly what happened. You know, they didn't beat us. We beat ourselves. We lost this game of football. It's as simple as that. And the reasons as to why: don't take your chances in the first half. We should have been 3-4-5 up. And then the mentality of the players to think that the game was won, start the second half very poorly, and then our inability to stop crosses into the box and defend our box. It's as simple as that. We spoke at half time about the importance of the two centre halves staying between the goals, the two fullbacks stopping crosses, and the opposite fullback who's not stopping the cross, make sure you get round on the cover. Two of the three goals come from that. And in all honesty, Nige, the other one was another another set play, free header at the back post from a set play against a boy who's 6'2" and he's good in the air. And that's twice in two games that we've come away from home, you've conceded four goals, regardless of how well you play in possession, regardless of how many chances you create, regardless of how many goals you score. If you concede four, you're not winning games of football at this level. And we need to be better in both boxes, and that's the only reason why we lost the game. This is not a game that we should have been coming away with even a point. That should have been 3 points all day long. And you know, I'm really disappointed for the players because they've let each other down today.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I mean, we just seemed to forget how to defend for a while there in the second half.
Yeah, it's do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of going back to the start of the season. When you're coming away from, you know, coming away from home, scoring two, scoring threes, Basingstokes and teams like that, and you're conceding threes and fours, and you know that's not good enough. I remember scoring three against Kettering, losing. We scored two at Basingstoke, we lost. You know, there's numerous occasions, and if you want to pick up points at this level of football, you cannot be conceding four goals a game, because in actual fact, if you're scoring three goals a game, you should be winning. And in recent weeks, there's no coincidence that we've been winning games because we've been taking chances, and we've been creating far less chances in those games, but scoring them and keeping them out at the other end. And now we're creating more chances than we've ever created, but not finishing them off. And for some reason, in the last couple of games, it's our inability to make sure that we keep them out at the other end. And we have to tidy up those two areas if we want to get back to winning ways.
Basic, really, isn't it? We've just got to keep it simple at the back and then play football in the opposition's half.
Yeah,
and finish.
Yeah, we've got competition for places now. And, you know, we made a change today and we brought Luke back in at left back, and we brought Lloyd in at centre half, and we left Moisey out, and you know, we brought Rogan in, and we brought Pete in the centre of midfield just to freshen it up, because Tuesday was a tough game, just to give us some more legs. And do you know what? In possession, great.
Yeah.
Out of possession, we got it wrong again. And I want those players that come into the team to have to work to stay in the team. And out of possession today, certainly across the back four, you know, we've got a game Tuesday night against St Neots. You know, should we make more changes based on what I see today again? Probably. And until people are prepared to take on information and do what they need to do, not for me, but for the team and for their teammates, and to help those players get points, you know, we'll continue to make changes within the squad and until those players get it right.
Fair enough. Let's look forward to Tuesday then, mate. That could be a tough one again, I think.
Yeah. Look, Nige, to finish, mate, I'm emotional, and you know, if I take time to reflect on today's performance, was today's performance good? Yes. You know, is it another game where we've created enough chances to win the game? Yes. Is there areas to improve? Yes. So look, I've said to the players, I'm most disappointed, and I'm slightly angry that the players have let themselves down. It's not about me as a manager and them playing for me. I just ask them to come off the pitch and be able to look at each other in the eye and know that they've done everything they can for each other to get points. And this is the first time, I think, this season where, or not this season, but during this last 8 weeks with this group of players, I think that's the first time that they can come off and be disappointed with each other, because they haven't done everything they can within their powers to take on information and do what they needed to do for the team. And subsequently, it's 3 points dropped. You know, we could have been sitting here now 4 points behind Bishopsthorpe for winning. Now 10, and we're going to have to work exceptionally hard to end this, you know, these last couple of games and the amount of goals we conceded. But you know, we've only got to wait 2 days and then we get a chance to do that against St Neots.
Yep. Okay. All thank right. you very
Cheers,
much mate.
Mate.